Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Ticket sales, Chris Rock's stand-up comedy tour, The Ego Death Tour, have skyrocketed since Chris was slapped at the Oscars by Will Smith. StubHub said it experienced more than 25 times the daily sales for Rock's tour. Cumulative sales over the past 2 days are more than the total sales for Rock's tours in the entirety of the month of March. Additionally, the average price of tickets sold jumped from between $150 to $200 a ticket to about $250 a ticket. And Wednesday night, Rock took the stage in Boston, and this weekend he will be in Atlantic City. Ticket holders fully expect Chris to address the Academy Awards incident. Of course.
Hi, he ain't.
Really?
Right.
It was him.
Right.
Hi, he ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but see, let me tell you something. That boy is, I mean, brilliant, man.
Yeah,
I mean, this cat is brilliant.
Rock.
Oh, you best believe he gonna weave it all through the show. It's gonna be like at least 3 separate mentions of it.
Yeah.
And it's still trending. Everybody seems to have an opinion on Will Smith's Oscar slap. Comedian and actor Jim Carrey has said he was sickened by the standing ovation that Will received during his acceptance speech at the Oscars. Carrey added that Will should have been escorted out of the ceremony after he struck Chris Rock, and that Rock should sue Will Smith for $200 million because that video is going to be there forever. It's going to be ubiquitous. So... Perpetuity,
all of that,
everything.
I know people don't like hearing that, but I'm telling you, something should have happened to him.
Does Jim Carrey have a point, though, with that, with the lawsuit?
Yeah, he does.
I'll let you agree? Yeah.
No, he really does. Mm-hmm. Let me explain
that he should have been escorted
you.
Out and all of that. Mm-hmm.
If he had slapped a white man.
Jimmy Kimmel. Or Fallon.
What?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, well, that's not going to happen.
That's when you do he gonna, you know,
since we're doing rocks.
It's going to be a question from the seat.
But see, clearly there's a size difference here. And clearly that was a key moment here in knowing how you could do something and get away with it. I'm a firm believer in that. And I just think it was a Hollywood-ass moment where you could slap somebody, turn around, and walk off rebuttoning your jacket. Boy, you know that can't happen nowhere else on planet Earth. And he knows that. But then he get up there and apologize to the Academy at first. He later on apologized to Chris, but what you did to Chris was public. Now, your apology somewhere on
Instagram.
A blog?
Yeah. No, he posted it on his page, Instagram.
Okay.
Will's Instagram page.
Yeah. What was the apology? What was the apology? Because I'm telling you right now, your apology to me, you slapping me on national TV, what you finna say to me to fix it?
His apology was his behavior and that it was violent and he was emotional. He admitted to that.
Violent and emotional. Yeah. Okay, then watch this
here. We said it on the show. Mm-hmm. You know what it is. But you're saying no matter what he said, there's nothing he could say.
You can't unslap somebody.
That apology.
I was angry,
unless he
emotional.
Did it at the Academy Awards. Mm-hmm.
You're not coming to me with an apology with some half-baked ass issues thing attached to it. I ain't trying to hear it. Because now we all got issues. Watch this issue. Look, man, everybody, and mental illness is real, but you can't climb up on that horse and do it. That's my opinion.
People know wrong from right.
All right, Steve, we got to get to the headlines.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
And here we go. In Ukraine today, the International Committee of the Red Cross plans to hopefully lead an evacuation out of the war-torn southern part of that country if they and the Russians can agree to terms of a ceasefire. However, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says when it comes to the Kremlin, you can only trust your eyes.
Russia has repeatedly lied about its intentions. So we can only judge Russia on its actions, not on its words.
So we'll see what happens today. Authorities say, meanwhile, Russian troops have started leaving the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, reportedly because soldiers have been exposed to significant doses of radiation from digging trenches around the highly contaminated site. As you may remember, that was practically the first site that they seized when they invaded February 24th. President Biden's about to attack the nation's skyrocketing gas prices by releasing as much as 180 barrels of oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Since last November, the president's authorized the release of 90 million barrels of oil, but he now intends, he says, to release about 1 million barrels of oil every single day over several months to try and keep the prices down at the pump. One of the founding members of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Kid Creole, currently on trial in New York City for stabbing a homeless man to death back in 2017. Kid Creole's government name is Nathaniel Glover. Prosecutors say he was walking to his maintenance job in Manhattan around midnight in August of 2017 when he stabbed a man named John Jolly to death. He says Jolly approached him and said, "What's up?" Well, the rapper said he became enraged because he felt Jolly thought he was gay and was hitting on him. His lawyer claims that Kid Creole feared for his life, but also that he really died because he received an overdose of a sedative, benzodiazepine, at the hospital. The government says that Kid Creole could have simply run away from his victim. He didn't have to stab him to death, no matter, you know, what he felt he may have been trying to do to him. Anyway, very, very sad news out of Hollywood. You may have heard some about this. It's a concerns Bruce Willis. He's retiring because he's been diagnosed with something called aphasia. I looked it up. I'd never heard of it before, honestly. And aphasia is apparently a cognitive or brain condition, and it robs its victims of the ability to communicate, which, of course, is exactly what actors do.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
And you know that was from Die Hard, one of the diehards. And, of course, Bruce Willis has made many, many films, and we will miss his voice. He's not dying, but he apparently has a difficulty speaking, talking, and retaining information. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right.
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.